check. Over. AD4SRR 10 watt radio check. Over.
4SRR, I believe. It's KO4RAX. You're coming in good. There's a little bit of static on there, but you're hitting the repeater, okay?
Roger that, and thank you very much. Let me kick it up a notch here. Hold on a second. Yeah, there you. Is that a little better?
Definitely a little bit better. Still got some static on the back, but like I said, you're hitting it, and you're keeping the repeater, so sounds pretty good.
4 factor 9 now. I know this probably sounds like it should.
You're sounding good. What are you using?
Star.
Is that the ICOM, I believe?
Kazoo. The 80 water.
They all start to sound alike with their numbers. But it sounds good. Is that a mobile or are you using it as a base?
For now, a little 23-amp power supply as a base with a J-pole. I mean, it's not any type of real setup. I could do better, especially if I got the J-pole up higher. But this is as high as I could reach on the garage, and probably if I bought some higher dollar coax, I might do a little better, too. Over.
Sounding good. I'm using a Yaesu FDM-400. As a base unit, and that's all you really need.
I kind of wish I'd went for 30 less watts and went with the dual band now, but at the time, this was a bargain I couldn't refuse. I had nothing but a Bofang, and this was an open box special with HRO for everything, tax tags and license, $151 and some change.
I don't think you got hurt on that deal at all. It sounds good, and it's working.
It was basically the same price as a new FTM 3100, but I figured, what the heck, I'd have mic gain on this one, and I got, 15 more watts, and definitely a heavier duty chassis, but it is, in the fact, being heavier duty, I went ahead and put the little feet on it and made it a base unit.
Really all you need for 2 meter.
I got me I'm trying out, let's put it this way, a little QYT. D7900D. This was the weird 4-band model. And I've been using it in the car. I just carry it in a little pouch when I go out there and hook it to the mobile. But I got to get at least a tri-band antenna here pretty soon because I've been told there's a little bit of 220 traffic out of Spartanburg.
Never really looked into the 220 at all. Actually, I don't think I have anything that would transmit on it. I might be able to receive on a Yaesu, but that's about all I could do.
There's a 220 repeater that used to be on Mount Mitchell, but that got moved, I think, along with the 6-meter. And then there's a 220, I believe, on Little Mountain. But Spartanburg has a 220. And I've heard it's rather busy.
I'm the other side of Greenville out here towards Dacusville. I'm not sure I could hit Spartanburg from here or not.
If there's anything in your way, I know the folks in Charlotte hit it. That's the 315 they've got on 2 meter.
Get that one out. I usually leave her locked here on the 610, and I'm usually pretty good.
I got a friend of mine, a new friend, up in Raleigh, and I think he's getting into this one, and the one, a little 440 repeater that's hooked in down here, he's getting on that on Daystar, Daystar. He might be getting into 6102, whatever network they've got.
A ton of them in the area. I just don't ever really seem to hear a lot of chatter on many of them that I can reach from here.
Well, really what I want to do, I don't want to buy any more UHF, VHF stuff for the time being. I'm looking to get, as everyone dreams, an inexpensive but working used HF unit. Over.
There's a lot of them out there. It's just, you don't, it's kind of hit or miss on the used market unless it's local. You never know if it's going to work or not.
Heard the story of those eBay radios.
Just, I've been sticking to new ones for the time being. I just wait, save up your pennies, and see what you can get.
I may have to go with, what is it, an 891 Yazoo. I don't need another 2 meter, 4 meter, 440. And there's a couple of nice things on the 991, but I don't know that it's $400-$600 worth of nice. Over.
Yeah, brand new, you're looking a little higher. I think they're almost $650 now. That's what I paid. I've got an 891 sitting here in front of me. And I like it. Doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but you don't really need that. You just search around and find something and throw your sign out.
Roger that. And can't you buy some attachments from third party and you can add a lot of stuff anyway, hot spots and the like?
To go through, I mean, you can do the FTA. I don't know about a hot spot necessarily, or just a like a Raspberry Pi or a Signal Link or something, but you can get the digital modes working on there.
That's all I really need, unless I just come across, you know, a like if Yazoo comes out with another much, you know, better, brighter, more sparkly radio. 891, I mean, especially for new, that's all I need, especially even in the size.
So works nice if you feel like picking it up and taking it portable, too. It's not too much to lug around.
And by the way, what do you use if you do a parts on the air or whatever when you take it portable? What kind of antenna do you have on your mobile, and do you use one of those all-band sticks with a little jumper cable on it? I've seen pictures of those, and I've heard of them, but I didn't know how well they work. Over.
Ever taken it portable? Right now, I just have my technician license, and 10 meters hasn't been really worth venturing out and trying to hit something for the time being, but maybe when I level up to the next license, I'll take it out there. But I think a lot of people like to take an end-fed half wave and throw it up in a tree, I guess.
Automatic or manual tuner with it, or
if you cut it to the right length, you can be pretty resonant on several bands and not need the tuner and just get away with just the radio itself.
Well, that sounds like I need to get out my tape measure and cut me a piece of wire.
That's all it takes. I think you look on YouTube, they've got like a speaker wire dipole antenna, and it can be really cheap, $10-$15 or maybe $20, something like that. You could have an antenna and be out there on the air. KO4RAX for ID.
Roger that. Now, you're talking about cheaper radios. Zigu or whatever it is has the G90, which is 20 watts. I guess that would be a lot for backpack. Be better than nothing. But in that case, I wouldn't want to say, well, between $499 and, you know, $140-$150 more for the Yazoo, then I don't think that's a question right there. It's just when you get above that, like the little slant face detachable, what's the Kenwood, what is that one, the 705?
Com has that slanted face. I think it's the 7100, or they have just the QRP radio, the 705.
Unless somebody just gave me a QRP radio, mostly for monitoring and occasional contacts, I don't see putting a dime into one. You know, there's a guy in Japan selling a bunch of the little early model, and I forget the model number, little Yazoos that are like 5 watts maximum out. I don't need them. I mean, that's just, yeah, it'll work when everything's perfect. But, you know, I'll pay a little bit more and get at least 100 watts on FM anyway.
Watts will get you out there, but sometimes you just got the right antenna in the good conditions. 5 watts is really all you need. You can get out pretty far.
Everything has to be just right, like three bears and Goldilocks. Well, listen, I didn't mean to hold you up this long, but I do appreciate it. Name's Robert. I'm down here in Joanna, South Carolina, right below Clinton. So hope to hear you again on here soon, and maybe on the net tonight if they're going to have it on Saturday night. So 73s, until then, enjoy the rest of your moderately cool Saturday, seeing as come Monday and voting day, it's going to be 98,000 degrees. So take care. This is KD4SRR, Robert and Joanna, clear on your final.
Name here is Jim, KO4RAX. You have a good weekend, and good luck playing on the air. By the way, the net, it runs 7 days a week at 9 o'clock, so it's on every day of the week. All you got to do is tune her in and hop on. And you have a good day, and 73, KO4, RAX, I'll be clear.